Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little, and this is Let's Talk Pella. And we're sitting down at the Crossroads of Pella to talk to Jim Hibma, director of Crossroads of Pella. And we're going to be talking about a couple of things that are coming up here. Now, first and foremost, Jim, I'd just like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella today.
Well, thank you very much. This is a great opportunity to kind of share with everybody what's going on. Spring, of course, is a busy time of year because this is when the new grants are being written for, like, Happy Bear and sexual abuse prevention and our parent education programs and our crossroads care programs that deal with child care and those kinds of things. So those people are busy writing grants and getting them approved, and hopefully we'll be online for next year with those. But, of course, the big spring event is our Klompen Classic, which has been very successful in the past, and it's a lot of fun for everybody. So the race date is Wednesday, May 2nd at 7 p.m., and at 6 o'clock we have a kids' classic, which is free. So kids under 10 can meet at really where Creation Station is, and then they'll run that block or several blocks. And so we usually have about 500 kids, so that's very exciting. It's fun to watch. There's a lot of spectators. And then the Klompen Classic, last year we had almost 2,300. And, you know, that seems to grow every year, so we could – I'm sort of targeting 2,500, and we'll see what happens. You can register now on active.com. That's the online registration that's open now. And the print and mail registration on the website – so if you go to the website, which is crossroads.org, then you can print the registration form and then send it in, and then that'll be take care of it. Runners and walkers of all ages are welcome. We always have problems at the beginning because kind of the serious runners want to run over kids who think they can run fast too. So we have all those kinds of issues, but that's all part of it. And then Klompen Classic, of course, is one of our spring fundraisers for the Crossroads of Pella. And then all the money stays local and helps local families. There's also something this year called the Couch to Klompen. And that's people of all ages are really starting to train a 5K training to run the Klompen or to walk the Klompen. And that's on Monday and Wednesdays and Fridays at 6:30. And we're working with the city of Pella to get people trained and ready to run or walk the Klompen Classic. So that's kind of exciting. So that's kind of a nice, great addition. It's kind of a clever Couch to Klompen kind of thing. So that's kind of cool. But so we're excited, and you know, we're busy getting all the sponsors lined up and everything ready to process 2,500 people. And so, you know, that's a challenge every year. But the great thing is that the same committee people have been doing this for the last 18 years. This will be the 19th season. And so it's pretty exciting. So one of the things that should be looked at this year is that I've always said that the T-shirts are a hot item. I mean, I love it and have a lot of fun seeing all kinds of years, people wearing T-shirts in Walmart and Hy-Vee and all over. This year, they decided the committee wanted to go a little more retro, so we went to more of an athletic look so that more men will wear the T-shirts after the race. So we're trying something new, so it should be pretty interesting. But it'd still be a very cool T-shirt, and people will like it as well. Of course, one of the things we have, which I want to make sure we promote, is the After School Kids Club at Madison. And we have after school every day, before school on rain days or whatever days they count, snow days or those late starts. But also that's a full summer program. So that's a way in which kids can, you know, have their care needs taken care of, plus some education, plus some recreation and organized activities. And then the Edge of Recovery. The Edge of Recovery has been a new program. It's a licensed substance abuse program. And this year we really hope to break even or maybe, you know, kind of cover our costs with that. So we're hopeful about that. But that's a new program in the community dealing with substance abuse issues and offering outpatient treatment. And that's been successful so far, so we're excited about that as well.
Excellent. Well, before we wrap things up, are there any other things you'd like to highlight?
No, except that, you know, the Klompen Classic is not only the committee and everybody who participates, but there's police, there's city officials, a lot of different people with our advertisers help us get this thing off the ground. And it becomes sort of a really fun day and evening because the food booths are up. And it's a great event for everybody in the community.
Well, once again, Jim, I'd really like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella today.
Thank you.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. This is the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.